During the debate last night, former President Trump did not say whether he wanted Ukraine to win the war against Russia. He did say he would end it quickly, and it needs to end fast. Let's get some reaction. Joseph Lindsley in Ukraine. Joseph, did you have a chance to watch the debate last night?
No, I did not. I mean, I woke up at some point in the middle of the night here in Odessa, hearing some air raid alarms, although it was ended up being a quiet night here. But I decided to go back to sleep instead of watch it, even though I was awake at the time. But I have read the comments on, you know, the portions of when the candidates were speaking about Ukraine. And this is a big topic here in Ukraine today, of course. I think there was deep concern, of course, that President Trump couldn't even say that former President Trump couldn't even say that he would want Ukraine to win. I think, you know, everyone here, I mean, that's what, it's such a difficult thing when Ukrainians and Americans here, I mean, they're standing for this idea of freedom, which is what, you know, Americans, you know, talk about, and American politicians talk about, and to not even have that idea respected, you know, because part, you know, this war could be over if Ukrainians had surrendered, if they had given up their territory. And think of cities like Kherson, that was occupied by Russia for many months, and then it was liberated, or Kharkiv and Kyiv even, that almost fell into Russian hands, and today they're free places. And so for that not to be respected is very heavy and difficult. And then it was all, and then when Vice President Harris spoke about, you know, some of the help that has come, you know, that the Biden administration has sent to Ukraine. And while that's appreciated, you know, the attitude here is, what Vice President Harris said is a bit more hopeful, but there's no indication that there's a change in policy from the current, you know, the current administration, and that support has been very slow. And you know, Vice President Harris mentioned the Abrams tanks and a few other pieces of equipment that have come here, and she said the Kyiv would have fallen were it not for that equipment. But the fact is, I mean, Kyiv, the reason Kyiv didn't fall was because of the people of Kyiv. You know, those in those early days, in the spring of 2022, the support from Washington was not strong. You know, it took a long time, month by month, to make the case to get, you know, for example, the F-16s that only just arrived here. And so I think overall, looking at that debate, you know, it's kind of hard for Ukrainians because there was not a strong sense on either side, although a bit better from Vice President Harris, but not really a strong sense. And today, as we, you know, today being September 11th, just sort of by coincidence, I had a visit with the firefighters here in Odessa. And, you know, these guys are going to, I mean, you know, every time there's a rocket attack, they're at the scene. Oftentimes during some of the bad drone and rocket attacks, as the firefighters were telling me today, they'll be on the scene for 24 hours or more. But what is greatly encouraging, and as I saw at their sort of hidden headquarters today, they have American fire trucks, these big, beautiful fire trucks. There's one I saw from Jefferson County, New York. It had Thomas Jefferson's phrase on it, "Sic semper tyrannis," death always to tyrants, thus always to tyrants. And then there was a truck from Sterling, Illinois, outside of Chicago, and donated thanks to the efforts of a Chicagoan, Chris Manson. When his at the beginning of this in 2022, his 7-year-old daughter said, "What can we do to help?" And so that inspired him to create this project to bring ambulances and fire trucks here to Ukraine. And this fire truck from Sterling, I mean, it looks, you know, it's like out of Hollywood, and it looks very different from the European style fire trucks you see here in Ukraine. And it's it has the American siren. And that siren actually sounds like an air raid alarm. So it kind of puts people on edge at first, but it has become such a sign of hope here. It's at the site of almost every single rocket attack. And you know, on 9/11, a day when we think of, you know, the sacrifices of the firefighters and the first responders in New York, and Ukrainians talk about that too. But then you think of, you know, there's many 9/11s that have happened here these past two and a half years. But to see how the Americans, you know, do send support. And when I was in the sort of the storage room at this the volunteer fire headquarters, you see American flags everywhere. So really encouraging. And then also incredibly tough stories. I mean, Serhii, who's the chief of this volunteer unit, you know, he was describing, I mean, when there's a rocket attack, often for 24 hours, they'll be on the scene. You know, sometimes there are people who somehow survive under the rubble for 6 hours. You know, there are miracles, but then there's also a lot of tragedies. And he says, you know, it's really hard to get out of, you can't get out of your mind, you know, the sight of, you know, the dead children, or, you know, say you hear the cries of a husband who just, you know, realized that his wife was killed, in that attack. And you know, just the intensity of going through the rubble, which is, you know, a feeling that America knew on 9/11, and that happens here, you know, almost every single day.
Yeah, it's amazing to think 23 years ago, and September 11th, of course, as I mentioned at the top of our broadcast today, for a younger generation, they remember where they were, what they were doing, the way some of us remember the day of the JFK assassination. And I mentioned my parents always talked about the day they remembered when FDR died. Joseph, we have a little sound from your visit with Ukrainian firefighters next to the fire trucks donated by a Chicagoan, including one from Sterling, Illinois. Let's listen to that, and then we'll talk about it.
Thank you, Chris Manson. You say ambulance for Ukraine and people. Oh, my friend Chris Manson in Chicago. I am chief voluntary firefighters department in Odessa. Thank you, Chris Manson. You say ambulance for Ukraine and people USA. It's big help in Ukraine. Thank you.
We love the Chicago area connection, Joe.
Yeah, well, you can hear, and that's Serhii, the leader of the volunteers here. And you can hear in his voice, I think, the gratitude, you know, and the real affection for. And he texted Chris, say, make sure you tune into WGN this morning, if he wasn't already doing that. So maybe he's listening. But to know that, you know, this, I mean, just yet, yeah, to see those gleaming American fire trucks to hear is a sign of all the goodwill people throughout the world, and especially from America. And the word in Ukrainian for volunteer, like volunteer firefighter, if you break up the roots of it, it means the free will. But the word for will in Ukraine, volia, is like the sacred Ukrainian word for freedom. It means this deep idea of the will to be free. And so the name of these volunteer firefighters literally means the people who will to be free, and this very this sort of sacred attachment to this idea of not living under tyranny.
Appreciate you bringing us those human interest stories, as always. Thank you, Joseph.
Thank you, Bob, from Odessa. Till tomorrow.